Though scientists have reached a consensus over the causes and likely effects of climate change, how to adapt to a warmer world remains fuzzy. That's especially the case in areas where some of the greatest changes will occur, the coast. For many scientists and environmentalists at the Dialogue on Climate Change and Coastal Conservation, climate adaptation will require, more than anything, conservation. The dialogue addressed how society can make sure Florida's coast, faced with climate change, is adaptable for both people and wildlife. Gordon Hamilton, a research associate professor in polar glaciology at the University of Maine, explained how recent rapid melting of the Arctic needs to be considered when estimating for sea level rise.
If you're trying to plan and adapt for a sea level rise in the coming century, you shouldn't be dealing with the IPCC estimates anymore. You should be looking to the most recent science, and the most recent science from the polar regions is telling us that a rise of at least 1 meter or 3.3 feet is by far the more realistic scenario to deal with.
A panel discussion followed between scientists, resource managers, and environmentalists about the consequences of climate change on coastal ecosystems and ways to adapt to a warmer world and changing coastline. Michael Soll is Secretary of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection.
When you look at the models, bottom line, we are going to see more severe wet weather conditions and more severe drought.
Many coastal areas are likely to be inundated more frequently, and some even permanently, by rising seas. Powerful Atlantic hurricanes are strengthening due to increasing sea surface temperature. And average annual temperatures are expected to rise by 4 to 9 degrees Fahrenheit in the coming century, according to the United States Global Climate Change Research Program's 2009 report. Desalinization plants and the erection of seawalls have been proposed as solutions to the problems caused by climate change, but many on the panel cite conservation as the best strategy. David Moore is Executive Director of the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
I think the nearest thing to a silver bullet, at least a bronze bullet, is conservation. Think about it. If it's our footprint that's causing the problem with sea level substantially, as well as nutrients and everything, nothing works better, nothing's less expensive, nothing more readily available than a strong conservation ethic. Pinellas County is using less potable water today in this county you're sitting in than they did 30 years ago. They did that through right pricing signals. They did that through reclaimed water.
But it will take communicating with the public on such important issues like climate change and coastal conservation to fully engage them in preserving valuable resources, said Ellen Prager, Chief Scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Aquarius Reef Base.
And we need to find ways to reach out to the mass public to engage them in the issues and make them realize that the ocean and the environment are critical to their lives. And they need to not only play a role in finding the solutions, they need to support the politicians who are doing that. They need to invest in strategies. People have huge power, and I think as a community, we need to, again, work to get them more engaged.
Other adaptation strategies discussed included preserving coastal habitat for migration routes for wildlife and mangroves, addressing issues on a regional rather than local scale, and passing and funding environmental legislation that preserves land and sustainably manages resources. On this last strategy, Florida State Senator Paula Dockery closed out the discussion. She said in the last decade, the Florida legislature passed sweeping conservation programs like the Rural and Family Lands Bill, the Florida Forever Bill, and Senate Bill 444 that provided $100 million for funding of alternative water supply, water reuse development, and other water conservation measures.
$100 million in recurring funds that would be matched by water management districts, local partners, every dollar turned into $5. That $100 million, $500 million.
But recent budget cuts have eliminated all or most of the funding for these programs.
Cut, cut, cut. That $100 million down to $2 million. When money gets tight in the state legislature, what gets cut first? Conservation. We'd like to see those programs that are already on the books get the funding that they deserve, that they need.
The dialogue held on Friday launched the Florida's Audubon Annual Assembly that took place this past weekend. This is Matthew Simatile, reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF.